Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 393 for Friday, May 15th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed amid quiet and choppy activity Friday morning. Traders were squaring positions ahead of the long weekend as Canadian markets are closed for Victoria Day on Monday, May 18th. Canola values were anywhere from a dollar lower to a dollar higher, the most active July contract up a dollar at $457.20 per ton. Weakness in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures contributed to some of the softness seen in the market. Generally favorable conditions for seeding in North America and the large global oilseed supply situation were also bearish. On the other side, the downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was supportive as it made canola more attractive to exporters and domestic crushers. The need to keep weather premiums in the market as there is still a long growing season ahead also underpinned values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybean futures were up slightly, corn was narrowly mixed, and same with wheat. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents higher. July was up 1.25 cents at $9.58 a bushel. Strength in the domestic cash market and improving demand from the U.S. soybean processors helped to underpin the market. Steady commercial buying interest was also bullish for soybeans. Though the large global supply situation and good weather for the 2015 U.S. soybean crop so far this spring helped to limit the advances. Corn futures were narrowly mixed amid choppy activity as the market consolidated after Thursday's rally. Prices were anywhere from steady to 1 cent lower. July was down a quarter cent at $3.67¾ per bushel. Profit-taking on Thursday's rally was undermining the market, as was weakness in the U.S. cash market for corn. Though some support came from Thursday's Informa acreage estimates, as corn area came in 462,000 acres below the current USDA estimate for the 2015 crop. Wheat values were also nearly mixed, consolidating ahead of the weekend and following the sharp gains seen on Thursday. Values had a lower bias, with the market anywhere from 1 to 2 cents softer. July was down 1.5 cents at $5.12¾ a bushel. Traders were also taking profits on Thursday's sharp advances. Further downward pressure came from news that Russia is lifting its wheat export tax earlier than expected, which could slow demand for U.S. wheat even more. Strength in the U.S. dollar was also bearish. Though ongoing worries about excess moisture causing disease problems for some U.S. wheat crops in the southern plains were supportive. Forecasts are calling for more wet weather in the southern U.S. plains over the weekend. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, May 15th. I'm Taryn Shields.